Bonus. The Resurrection of the Army of the Dead. November 8, 2017. Dead believed always live a little longer, as we all know. The CIA's secret documents about the assassination of John F. Kennedy, opened by Donald Trump after 50 years, will certainly not reveal the truth about this bestial murder. But they brought to light a particularly piquant info. A CIA informant reported in 1955 that Hitler was alive and hiding in South America. This information is not that new, because Abel Busty and Jan van Helsing already reported about it years ago in their book, Hitler Survived in Argentina. But now it is at least a little more official than before. Because, officially, H committed suicide in 1945, when the Red Army had led the battle for Berlin. His mortal remains had been discovered by Soviet military and identified by doctors. Thus the question remains open whether the person found on the part of the CIA informant was really H, or only one of the doubles to lead the secret services by the nose. But the same is true for the allegedly found corpse of H, the Absatzbügel. These are only two question marks of many. Because in this context there are a number of speculations about the so-called Absatzbügel, towards the end of World War II. For researchers without a thinking template, it is considered a verifiable fact that in 1944-45 a military scientific Reich German elite, together with its far advanced high technology, deposed. Namely to Neuschwabenland, in Antarctica. It is also called the Last Battalion. The fact that a strong power is stationed at the South Pole was experienced, for example, by the military operation of the U.S. Navy under the command of Admiral Richard Evelyn Byrd. Operation High Jump, in 1946-47, was one of the largest military operations in Antarctica with 4,700 soldiers. Rations were carried for a year and a half and reinforcements were expected from a British-Norwegian expedition. However, the operation was aborted quite suddenly and with great losses, at least one frigate, about 800 men and about 40 airplanes, the aircraft carrier, Casablanca, was turned into a floating pile of scrap, etc. Why? Admiral Byrd gives a very curious statement about this to a journalist traveling with him in an exclusive interview published in Santiago de Chile on March 5, 1947, in what was then the largest daily newspaper in South America, El Mercurio. Byrd: I don't want to frighten anyone, but the bitter reality is that in the event of a new war, the United States will be attacked by planes that will fly over one or both poles. Byrd is pointing a finger here at something U.S. military pilot John Sierson, a participant in and witness to Operation High Jump disguised as an expedition, testified. He reportedly described the dramatic battle of February 26, 1947, in the following words. The things emerged from the water as if chased by the devil and flew around between the masts with such speed that the wind tore the antennas. Some planes that had managed to take off from the Casablanca crashed next to the ship a few moments later, hit by unknown beams coming from the flying saucers. I was on the deck of the Casablanca at the time and didn't understand anything at all. These things were flying completely silently between our ships, spewing deadly fire. Suddenly the torpedo boat destroyer Madoc, which was about 10 miles away from us, burst into flames and began to sink. Despite the danger, other ships dispatched lifeboats. The nightmare lasted about 20 minutes. As the flying saucers descended back into the water, we began to count our losses. They were terrible. Admiral Byrd was murdered in Bethesda, Maryland, in the military hospital because he planned to publish his incredible discoveries. Interview with a contact person of the basis about the secret Germany. We have found an extremely revealing piece of the puzzle on this website. It is a keyword protocol of an interview by Kawi Schneider with Ernst Warnt from 8/10/2002. Mr. Warnt had personal contact with members of the basis in Antarctica. His statements should be authentic, because they are largely congruent with the information known to us from other sources. Here's some excerpts from it, which have a special relevance now after 15 years because of the advanced time quality. Kawi: Hello, Mr. Warnt. When did you first hear about the secret UFO reserves of the Third Reich? Warnt: Why do you say reserves? They are simply called the bases. I met an old gentleman in 1957 whose brother worked in Neuschwabenland. The two of them had direct contact until 1952. K. So you had an indirect contact with the bases? At that time, was that your only source? Warnt: No, I had met Reich Germans a little later who commute between the bases and Germany. I have met them occasionally since then. K. When was the last time? What are they doing here? What kind of papers do they have? W. 6 months ago. They observe life here with us, how we are doing psychologically, for example, how the cities are developing, the atmosphere. You can only do that in person. They have normal BRD identity cards and normally do not reveal their identity. They then report exactly in the bases. K. And how long do they want to watch the horror here without doing anything? Why don't they at least show their identity? W. Because they don't need to. They are morally, spiritually, and militarily above things. And they absolutely do not watch inactively. You have to read on pages 684 to 689 in Mein Kampf what Adolf Hitler says about the strategy after the Second World War. Lost territories have to be put back in rank in order to be able to promote and strengthen the remaining states so intensively that the sword for the liberation of the lost territories can be forged. The liberation blow must then sit absolutely, he writes, even if it is only possible after 50 years. K. I looked at the passage, but it seems to refer to the losses of World War I. W. No, certain passages are prophetic here and refer to today's German residual state, the bases, and the planned liberation strike which will liberate us and the Austrians. K. Liberate? I suppose then everyone just shouts, Nazis out, and the Reich Germans get the crisis and hide in the bases again. W. Therefore, the liberation blow will come only when the end time, by that I mean the end time of the world domination of the enemy, will open the people's eyes. You are right, the enemy wants our liberators to be thrown with stones. The daily propaganda against the Third Reich is directed against the Reich Germans. One cannot call them by name, so one agitates against the Reich of that time. If the Reich Germans were not secretly meant, this agitation would be absurd. One does not agitate against Ulbricht or Stalin or others, no, only against the Third Reich, and that every day and everywhere. K. Aren't you afraid when you violate this taboo? W. Oh, you know, where you are sitting now, years ago the head of the Secret Service Suiso sat and said, "The secret Germany is so secret that it absolutely must not exist for the people." But today the vast majority of people are so sick that they can't understand anything about the bases, even if you patiently explain it to them. K. Have you yourself published on the subject? W. No, but others, they surely know the brochures of Bergman. There is also information from me included, and everything is well presented in Bergman's. German flying saucers and submarines monitor the world's oceans. K. When do you expect the big turnaround? The crisis of the old world is visibly gaining momentum. W. Correct, the things will accelerate soon in such a way that 2003 can already happen everything. Already at the very beginning, in 1957, the Reich Germans named the year 2003, and since 1957 I have been telling people, we have to hold on until 2003, but then we will be liberated from the outside. K. According to my information, 2004 or 2005 are more likely for certain reasons. Besides, a gigantic Russian invasion on us is prophesied. Will the Germans allow it or do they want to prevent it? W. I can only say that they can prevent it if they want to, and I assume that. Think of the innumerable forest fires in the USA and in Russia that were all systematic munitions destructions by the Reich Germans, as Stepman described them. K. But the prophecies are so massive that I assume that the Russian invasion will come somehow. It is being prepared at full speed. W. Since 1945, they have always prepared something against us at full speed, but the Reich Germans have always been able to protect us. Just think of the Challenger in 1986, which had the green box, i.e. poisonous weapons, which was supposed to be dropped over Germany or New Schwabenland. I can't remember now. The Russian invasion here could take place only if it is included in the world plan, and I cannot judge that at the moment. K. How will the liberation strike look like? W. Among other things, all radio stations are overlaid with Reich German broadcasts in a lightning action to create a first reconnaissance push, controlled from motherships, some of which are already stationed invisibly above some cities. The invisibility technique today does not need fog as in the beginning, it goes electromagnetically today. In the worst crisis of the end times, there will be so many dead by violence of all kinds coming from the dying system of the enemy that there will be problems with the burial. Then, when our liberators get things under control, there will be a German sitting at the head of every table. As Gaddafi put it, there will be a world tribunal, and the Nuremberg trials will have to be completely reopened. All the crimes of the enemy will have been meticulously recorded in the bases, and all the guilty parties who are still alive will have to face the consequences. Absolutely nothing will be left of the multiculture. That is a crime against the involved peoples. K. Is that why the opposite side is making increased mixed-race propaganda and immigration promotion at the moment? W. Yes, they have a different logic than we Germans. They realize that it is coming to an end, and instead of using the time for reparations, as we would, they say, now we will take as many others as possible with us into hell. Herr Schneider, the Reich Germans will sweep through with an iron broom. Strangers will be deported. K. But if they have German passports? W. They have not. The BRD was illegal and null and void from the very beginning, always had anti-German military governments of collaborators who systematically did harm to the people. K. I heard from another expert that Hitler went to the bases in 1943 and was represented in Berlin by a double. W. Sure, that is also what Saddam Hussein does today, who has 25 doubles. Is also correctly to do so. K. Do you know how old Hitler became or whether he still lives? Because if he is in the inner earth he would have aged hardly, there everything is different. W. I say nothing about it. K. Too bad, so you say nothing, but only in the subjunctive? W. It could be that he appears as a very old man, but very spry, to proclaim the final victory. K. And with Martin Bormann I suspect that also his remaining was lied about. He is said to have grown old in Moscow, as an agent of the SU. I have a feeling the other version of the story is true, that he was the chief of the Northern Detachment route, and went to the bases. W. Of course. There are also only photos of Rudolf Hess in Spandau, where an old double sits in the cell for one or the other photo session. K. You once said that the Reich Germans could have made their strike 10, 20, 30 years ago. Already in 1945 they had brand new bombers but did not use them, likewise the atomic bomb. Why didn't they win the war already in 1945? W. They were strong enough 30 years ago, but not in 1945. Then they said, the bases are standing, we want to finish now, if we continue to fight the occupiers there will be tens of millions more dead. It is better to expand the bases with the right technology and the miracle weapons and to prepare the liberation strike, but in such a way that it succeeds flawlessly, and the enemy is really defeated. K. Do the Reich Germans say anything about extraterrestrials? W. They wave it away like this, they are all criminals against the German people, who invent all kinds of extraterrestrials. The Reich Germans are terrestrial and extraterrestrial at the same time, they have long since colonized the Moon and Mars. The Reich Germans are the extraterrestrials, others do not exist. J.O.S., either W. has a knowledge gap or it is a misunderstanding of the author, because there are innumerable extraterrestrial intelligent beings in our universe, of which not few interfere since millennia also on this planet both constructively and destructively. K. And how many Reich Germans are there in the bases? W. 7 million now. K. I thought 7 million soldiers alone. W. No, although you can hardly distinguish like that, the bases are like a big clockwork, everybody works there, whether cook or pilot, mother or machinist, everybody works on the collective cause, not only the soldiers. K. And what are they going to do here with our elites who have spent their lives spreading these stories of German war guilt, and so on? And the multicultural policy? W. Think about it, what kind of people are they? They are all the worst criminals against their own people. They are no different than someone who beat his father and mother to death. They have no right to exist. They will all squirm in agony when they realize what they have done, and when they are with the survivors, they will be made a head shorter. End of the conversation, formulated as authentically as possible on the basis of a keyword protocol. Stanwolf, the statements of General Kamler in Stones of Power. These statements made in the interview about the so-called Third Power. Find a rather exact correspondence in the books Stones of Power by Stanwolf. In them the author reports about the secrets of the Untersberg. Because the descriptions contained in the books seem to be simply unbelievable and abstruse for the non-knowing, Wolfgang Stadler has declared his books as novel, also for his own protection. However, it is an open secret that the descriptions contained are at least 80% authentic own experiences of the author. In the new Volume 9, Stadler again reports about one of his many meetings with General Kamler. Who this general is would be best to read for yourself, e.g. in Volume 8. Game over. The future begins. We quote from the new Volume 9, The Fourth Reich. On page 82, the meeting with the general at this somewhat unusual place at the foot of the Untersberg came off on time. Kamler was waiting behind the small chapel and looked somewhat nervous. The enemies are trying to intercept and locate us with their most modern technical means. But we are far ahead of them. The final battle is already as good as decided. There will be a Fourth Reich shortly, and the preparations have already been completed. It will not be a repeat of the Third Reich. No, a new peaceful age will dawn. Many heads will roll. Germany will become clean again. You should also know that since the founding of the ancestral heritage, in 1935, we have been engaged not only in the technical development of our weapons, but also in the development of occult possibilities. The general continued, We conducted countless experiments with paranormally gifted people and likewise used magic as a tool, but hardly anyone knew that. At that time there was the SS Research Group E4. Through this we then also came into contact with the outer spirit. And we have remained so until today. That is why the victory will also be ours. It is possible that Stadler did not know much about the term outer spirit, used by the general. With knowledge of our cosmic sources, in particular the statements of our Creator Son Christ Michael, nothing else can be meant with it than the Spirit of Christ. To show this connection, I quote CM here personally from his message to the world of December 16, 2016. In order for the inevitable changes to be implemented for the German nation, there is a supporting force that is imminently about to emerge from the shadows. Good. Some of you have heard something about the activation of a mountain in the heart of Europe, more precisely, on the border between Germany and Austria. Some of you have heard something about a time anomaly, about a hidden force within, of high-tech tools available to that force, ready for use, stationed in hidden bases to protect what I call a sanctuary. General Kammler also reports several times about these highly engineered tools at the disposal of this hidden power, especially in the last two volumes of Stones of Power. As already shown in the interview above, this is not limited to the Untersberg. We quote General Kammler on page 83 in volume 9, Stones of Power, after the author asked him about the bases in Antarctica. You already know about many of our secret bases, so why should you not be told about our Antarctic bases? However, I can tell you very little about them, really only that they exist and that we have state-of-the-art technology available there. It all started when we discovered in 1939, during our expeditions to Antarctica, that there were remains of an ancient civilization. Later, when we also had the maps of Piri Reis in our hands and saw the land mass of Antarctica in a different shape than the ones that are covered by kilometer-thick ice today, we could guess that tens of thousands of years ago someone must have measured this continent exactly. So we set out to find the traces of these ancestors, as we called them. There were technologically advanced buildings and also flying machines of considerable dimensions, which we found there under the ice. We needed some years to be able to use these systems, which were utopian for us, and to put our base 211 into operation. Then, in 1942, we began to relocate the first people. But the most important thing for us was that when we were able to use the bell, we finally came into contact with the builders of these systems. This gave us a huge head start, which we were able to build on in connection with our time technology. But I don't want to tell you more about that, which could be dangerous for you. You are already being intensively observed. But this is also for your own safety. However, you will certainly understand what I mean by this. This information of the general is again congruent with the representations contained in the interview above. Everybody may now make his own picture about the basis of these connections pointed out here, which relevance this has now for our time and in particular for himself. One thing is sure, the dance of death of the dark forces goes now into the last round. The countdown for the end of the tyrants is running to clear the way for the restoration of the divine order under the leadership of the Creator Son Christ Michael Atten. We are experiencing the birth pangs that may yet become very violent. Because in view of the decadence, the brainwashing for decades and the resulting misbelief, it needs unfortunately directly experience suffering pressure and the confrontation with the ugly face of the Antichrist in order to wake up from the state of alienation, so that we again feel and free the spark of God in us. The Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. In the Lord's Prayer, which is unfortunately prayed down, unconsciously, millions of times, should very soon be recognized by everyone in its actual meaning. To discuss, write, help and publish about similar and other interesting topics, visit, for other enlightening books visit.